County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro. Now, the die is cast with Phil Dye.
Welcome into the Dias Cast. I'm Phil Dias, along with Randy Claiborne, and special guest in the house today, Kevin Stockholm. How you guys doing today?
Great.
Doing good. Doing good, Phil.
Guess we have Brett Gaffney still on leave of absence, Randy.
I'm seriously going to have to take a look at that man's contract.
May have to put out an APB for him. He said something about lack of pay, which I could probably understand that.
He gets paid weekly?
Yeah.
Instead of bi-weekly.
He doesn't have much tax taken out, though. We're glad you joined us today. Hopefully we'll have quite a bit to talk about here, from high school all the way up to the pros and other stories. Today's show brought to you by InterSource for all your internet and TV needs. Call 815-1800. Quality Furniture, 745 Old Fort Parkway.
Home of the Big Green Egg.
You've been waiting 2 weeks to say that.
2 weeks.
Huh? 2 weeks. Go see my buddy Butch Jones over at Quality Furniture for anything you might need there. Fellowship Church, just past Kaysen Lane on Highway 99 by Recess Playroom up in Jackson Heights Shopping Center. Take your kids in there for hourly daycare. James and Jennifer will be glad to accept you, and they will take good care of your kids. And we have a new sponsor as of today, Sam's Sports Grill. And I had told them that I would read some stuff for them, and I had actually forgot to print it off. So here we go. We're going to try to do this off the internet. They've got high-definition televisions visible from every seat in the house and just about every sports package known to man. There's no place like Sam's Sports Grill. It's down in Stones River Mall. For those of you who remember the old Bobby McKee's, it's right there beside Dillard's. So whether you stop by for a business lunch, bring the kids for dinner, or just hang out late night with friends, karaoke, and trivia, they've got something to offer everyone. It's the ultimate destination for watching the game and enjoying great food and drink. Also have locations in Hendersonville and Nashville, and they were voted the best sports bar in Nashville for 10 years in a row, so it looks like we're getting a good one here in Murfreesboro. And just a little later on in the show, we'll be giving away some gift cards from Sam's Sports Grill, so you can win those and go out there and check it out for yourself. And also, you can call us today on the Duggar's Food and Fun Hotline. Duggar's located in Georgetown Square on the corner of Broad and Northfield. 893-1450 if you'd like to call in and have any questions or comments today. And if you haven't done it yet, you can go on Facebook and like us at the Dias Cast. That's D-Y-E, the Dias Cast. Go on to Facebook and like us. We would appreciate that. We update things from time to time on there as well. Well, we haven't been here for a couple weeks, and there's a lot of things that have gone on. I will go on and just start out, though, with a high school right now, because high school is going to be on all afternoon. Am I correct on WGNS yep. here, starting about 2:30? We got four games in a row, so I'll get to those. First of all, the results of what has happened Thursday and Friday night. In the girls' Thursday night, Smyrna with a mild upset over Siegel, 47-35, to move on. They will play Riverdale tonight. Smyrna, number five seed, number one Riverdale, who looks like they are just cruising.
Yeah, and it's going to be hard.
I don't think anybody's going to beat them.
Yeah, I think in the regular season there was probably like an 80-90 point difference in scores between those two teams. So, you know, best of luck to Smyrna. But it's going to be a tough road to hoe.
Speaking of teams that had a big scoring differential.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, I feel for the Laverne Lady Wolverines, because they've had a rough time of it this year. Yeah. Going 2-23, they lost to Oakland 85-12.
I think the first 2 points were scored at like a
minute. Right at halftime. Yeah. It was 49-2 at halftime. But congratulations to Oakland. And Laverne, I'm sure, will get it back together and be back next year. Oakland will go on to play number two Blackman, and they've had a couple of good games so far this year. So
split.
They have split though in the regular season, so that could be a good one. Number two Blackman, number three Oakland. That will be at 6 o'clock tonight. All these games are at Oakland High School as well. I am right on that, Rafferty. Correct. Yep. They're at Oakland High School. That's what I thought. Both boys and girls. On the boys' side, Smyrna comes back again against Oakland. My alma mater let me down last night. But, hey, they did it at the last game of the season. Then they turned around and did it again. Oakland led most of the game. Smyrna comes back, beats Oakland 54-43. They will move on at 4:30 this afternoon to take on the number one seed Blackman Blaze, which will be Blackman's got it going on right now.
Blackman actually won both of the regular season games, but it was only like 4 or 5 points both times. So,
and there's really not on the boys' side, and those blowouts hadn't been really happening a whole lot this year. A lot of parity in the district this year.
Yep.
Also last night, Laverne takes care of Riverdale. I think Riverdale just kind of ran out of gas last night. Laverne, a 55-39 winner. They are the number three seed, and they will go on to take on number two, Siegel. And that will be the last game tonight at approximately 7:30. So good luck to all the area teams. Well, can't just say, I would have to root for Oakland because I am that is my alma mater, but good luck to all these teams. And whoever does come out of this, good luck to them as they move on. And I think, like we said, I think the Riverdale girls will probably be state champions when it's all said and done.
It's looking that way.
Because they are ranked, I know they got high as sixth in the nation right now.
Yep.
I don't know exactly what they are this week, but I know that it is well up there. So congratulations to them on that ranking. And as I said, good luck to all the boys' teams and girls' teams as they play this weekend. And you can listen to that starting at 2:30 on WGNS for probably about 6-7 hours today. Get your fill of high school basketball. Since all the high school games are on WGNS today, the MTSU has a doubleheader against Florida Atlantic, and they are moving over to WMTS today. Is that correct? Okay. So if you want to listen to those, if you can't get out to the games, the women play at 3 o'clock, the men shortly afterwards, probably around 5:30. And you want to say something, I can tell this. Rafferty is getting on me.
Yeah, I was just going to let everybody know if they miss the MTSU games, we got them all on tape delay tonight as well, starting at 8 o'clock, I believe. 8:30, we'll have the girls' game and then the guys' game immediately.
So as soon as the high school is over, you'll go right into the girls' and boys' MTSU game, or men and women, I should say, ladies. But there is a doubleheader today, MTSU taking on Florida Atlantic. And today is senior day, and there are a lot of people who say that we don't, not really the big senior class and all that. For the women, no, it's not. But Molly McFadden has been there and been an integral part of MTSU's girls' team. She doesn't put a lot of playing time in, but she's always there when Coach Ansel needs her. She's been a leader of the team, been named captain of the team, and it'll be a nice round of applause for her because she has turned into a fan favorite over there. And they're also going to honor Tina Stewart on senior day, and her family, from what I've heard, is going to be here today. So, congratulations to Molly, and as Tina, we still all remember you and love you, and I hope all goes well for that today. On the men's side, LaRon Dindy, who has made an impact in 1 year.
Big impact.
He will be gone. And Jimmy Oden, who's also come here for a couple of years, both coming from other schools and just putting their time in here, but both have become, LaRon Dindy probably has had more of an impact here in 1 year than anybody I can ever remember in just 1 year.
Well, he was Sun Belt Player of the Week last week.
Yeah,
he
was.
Second time this season, so he's huge, averaging 24.5 points per game and 10 rebounds. So
that's true. Hey, let's go to the phones. We got a phone call. Caller, what's up today?
How's it going, guys?
Pretty good. How are you?
Not too bad. A lot of good basketball games on today. All the bracket buster games.
Yeah, I was
a lot of these mid-major teams. I tell you what, I don't want to face all these mid-major teams coming out of the NCAA. Wichita State's one of them.
Davidson today.
Yeah, Long Beach is one of them. Murray State's one of them. There's a lot of good teams out there. There's a lot of good mid-major teams. It's got 20 wins or more. And I tell you what, it's going to be tough. I hope some of these mid-major teams win their conference tournaments.
Yeah, but the ones that people like MTSU, obviously we want MTSU to go on and win their tournament, but if they were to maybe make it to the finals and slip up or something, they need all these other tournaments to go as planned because they don't have a whole lot of room for error to get in.
Right.
If some of these mid-majors falter because some of them are obviously ahead, such as a Wichita and Murray and St. Mary's, those type of teams.
Yeah, well, the thing about it is they've been ranked too, and that's what puts them a little head of middle. Middle hadn't been ranked all year.
Well, one thing that hurts Murray too, though, their RPI is really bad.
Well, their strength of schedule is bad. Their RPI, their strength of schedule is not very good.
Well, you know, RPI is based a lot on strength of schedule, though. But their strength of schedule was ranked 299th.
Yeah, well, they got St. Mary's today. That's the biggest game in a while. If they can beat St. Mary's today, with St. Mary's a little down, they've had a couple guys injured. If they can beat St. Mary's today and take care of business at OVC, they've got a good chance of making the field, I think.
Oh, I agree with you there.
You know, they've got Isaiah Cannon and Ivan Ask are two pretty good basketball players. I can see why Kermit Davis didn't want to play them this year.
Yeah, well, you know, MTSU did scrimmage Murray.
Yeah, scrimmage don't count, though. We're talking about real
games. You're correct there, but
we're talking about scrimmages.
They did come out of there, and basically Murray won a half and MTSU won a half, and both coaches came out saying, we both got pretty good ball teams.
Yep.
So,
I know what you're saying, though, but it's going to be interesting coming out of the end, because there's a lot of good mid majors, a lot of good mid majors just won 20 games too, so it's going to be interesting. Sun Belt tournament, you know, you've really got two or three teams that are outside. If you win the men's tournament, you know, Middle Tennessee and Denver, probably the two top teams in the league. Literally, you got to put Little Rock in there too, because they got a good league record. And they're defending champions, but, you know, I'd say, and then I think the MTSU women have already pretty much secured a berth in the tournament, depending on what they do the rest of the way. I think they pretty much secured themselves. They're pretty much in, depending on what they do in the Sun Belt tournament, which I think they can win the tournament, but it just depends on what they do. But I just want to ask you guys about the SEC. I know we got a big Tennessee fan sitting there. What do you think about your Vols?
Well, you know, we were talking about that before the show, and if you would have thought that they would be on the bubble to get in the NCAA tournament back when the season started, you probably would have been called crazy. But right now they're sitting fifth in the SEC, and over half the SEC teams right now have losing schedules.
They've got a schedule very favorable to them the rest of the way out. They do have Vanderbilt at home the last game of the season. And other than that, they could go to LSU and Ole Miss and you know, win these games and come out of there looking pretty good.
And they've got some impressive wins. I mean, they took care of Florida twice at home and away. They beat UConn, lost to Kentucky by 3 points, lost to Memphis by 2 points in overtime. So, you know, even though their record doesn't necessarily show it, they've definitely got some credentials behind what they're doing.
And the Stokes kid that came from Memphis has just made a tremendous difference for them.
Yeah. Well, too, they have some quality wins. I've seen UConn play. UConn's not the UConn old, though.
That's true.
They don't have Kemba Walker or anything. So
UConn has a lot of issues.
The biggest thing that Tennessee has going against them right now is if they can't play in Thompson Bowling Arena, they typically don't win. I think they're 2-9 on the road. So you take them out of their environment there, and it seems like it's tough for them to pull out a victory. So.
Yeah, that's true. They hadn't been a very good road team. I know Arkansas had been a very good road team either this year. I don't think they've won a road game at all this year. So it's going to be interesting coming down the stretch. But I'm a big Kentucky fan, so I hope they win. They got Ole Miss today. They've still got some tough games to go. They got to play Mississippi State next week. At Mississippi State, go to Florida at the end of the season. So they've got some tough games left. Hopefully they can finish this out and go unbeaten in the league and finish 16-0 and win the SEC championship. But I just want what you guys talk a little bit about nationally, who you think can make the Final Four, who you think can win it, and I'll hang up and listen.
All right. Oh, we will talk about that. We need to go and take our first break. We will answer that question, and we appreciate your call. We'll answer that and get to that when we get back. We'll go and take a break and see you in a few.
Tired of little Johnny always talking about how cool everyone else's dad is? Want to go from zero to hero in your house? Then get Google TV. Turn your TV into a web browsing, social media, and search engine machine. Don't care what they think? Good for you. Then get yourself a home theater system with a TV the size of a drive-in movie theater. Just in time for the big game. But if you want to get any of this, you got to go to the source.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment. 815-1800.
Need help with the kids today? Call Recess Playroom. We are a licensed drop-in child care center, and our experienced staff is CPR and first aid trained. No need for a sitter. We offer convenient hourly child care and are always adequately staffed to meet your needs. We encourage you to contact us at 848-7520. That's 848-7520. Mention WGNS and get your first hour free. Recess Playroom, located in Jackson Heights Plaza on Broad Street. Safe, convenient hourly childcare when you need it.
Located conveniently at 745 Old Fort Parkway, Quality Furniture has been your local family-owned furniture store serving the people of Murfreesboro for the past 42 years. Now in its third generation of ownership, the prices and styles have never been better. With a selection of name brands like Lazy Boy, Broyhill, Lane, Sealy, and Tempur-Pedic, you're sure to find something your family desires. So come by and see us today at Quality Furniture. Isn't it time you put some quality in your home?
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and I can help you get to a better state because I'll talk with you, listen to you, and help you put together a policy that has you written all over it, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Give me a call at 895-2700.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton. Give me a call at 895-2700.
There is nothing like a ballpark hot dog with onions and pickles and an ice-cold Coke shared with friends. There is also nothing like a church where you feel welcome. The music is uplifting, the messages apply to everyday life, and most importantly, there is a safe place for your children. Give us a try. We are the Fellowship Church, located at the corner of Cason Lane and Highway 99. Check us out on the web at tnfellowship.com.
It's The Die Is Cast with Bill Die.
Welcome back in. Second segment of The Die Is Cast. 893-1450, the Duggars Food and Fun Hotline. Give us a call, questions and comments. We had a caller right before the break wanted to know, I guess, basically our picks for the NCAA tournament. Did I understand that correctly? And who we thought were going to go? And
what it sounded like.
I would have to say right now, and obviously you don't know what the brackets are or the seedings, but I've said for quite a few weeks now, I think it's going to come down to Kentucky and Missouri.
Definitely Kentucky. Missouri's a good shot.
I think Kentucky could run the table. Now, I think they probably will slip somewhere along the way before the season's over, but that's not all bad either.
I was going to say, don't you have to believe that at some point that's maybe not what they're thinking is, let's go ahead and get a loss out of the way?
Well, I don't think anybody ever says, let's get a loss.
Well, I mean, just, you know, but strategically.
They'd much rather have one earlier than once they get to the tournament, obviously.
Right.
I don't know. That's a pretty strong team. I don't really see anything coming. Throw them out of the way. I think they're going to be in the Final Four for sure.
Well, your Commodores are going to play them one more time. Yep. Up in Rupp, and they gave them a good run down in Memorial Gym the other night.
Yeah, they did. And again, it comes down to some timely turnovers. You know, if we keep the ball out of the hands of Tinsley, sometimes when it gets down towards the end of the game, he likes to take chances, and a lot of times when it's close, you just can't take those chances.
That's the story of that game is Vanderbilt's inconsistency versus Kentucky's consistency. So,
okay, but if we have to go like probably a top four to six teams that you think could make Kentucky, obviously on there. I think Missouri, Syracuse, you put in the mix, obviously. Ohio State, I would say you got to put in, and I wouldn't discount Michigan State by any means right now. All Tom Izzo does is go to Final Fours. I mean, the guy's an incredible coach. And you still got North Carolina and Duke. I don't think you discount either one of those either, because they could either one get on a run. And we've seen Duke come back from the grave twice this year already and win games. And Carolina they've got enough talent. If they get to rolling, they could win the whole thing. So you've got something pulled up here, though, I thought was interesting. If you just look at it, we've got the 2012 odds to win the NCAA tournament before the season started. Is that correct?
Yeah, I believe that's what this is. And they've got Missouri 75-1.
Might have been nice to have a wager in Las Vegas on that one.
If you're into that.
Of course, here we're for entertainment purposes
that's right.
only.
That's right.
Amusement only.
Texas was 15-1. Ohio State was 8-1. Kentucky 13-2. North Carolina 7-2. So, yeah, I mean, it definitely has been an interesting season, especially for Missouri. looking forward to having them in the SEC next year. We've already talked about, I think, a couple weeks ago, Brett called them to win the SEC next year.
Yeah, he said that they would win the basketball next year. And I actually had that written down to talk about today, too. And I had the six teams I had down were Kentucky, Syracuse, Missouri, Ohio State, Duke, North Carolina, and Kansas. That's actually seven. Kansas was my other one. But you can't discount those. And it's like Kevin said, the last time they were in New Orleans, Syracuse played Kansas in the finals. And who knows? That could kind of happen again. Just never know.
The cream's always going to rise to the top when you're talking about all these teams. They've all been there before, North Carolina, Duke, Kansas. Texas has a pretty good team, too, though. Yeah. Can't forget them.
And as he was saying, too, UConn is one of those teams. They've got issues. They've got grade issues. They can't make their grades up there. Jim Calhoun has taken a leave of absence because of his health. And he's a great coach, been there a long time, but – hey, they're not going to the tournament next year already because they're banned for grades and all. And is that too harsh a punishment? I don't know. I would not think so because these kids are student athletes. They're not athlete students.
Exactly.
And but your guy from Kevin, for those of you who don't know, Kevin Stockholm with us today. Kevin originally from the Syracuse area.
Yep.
That's in New correct. York, and his Orangeman, still an Orange fan, but obviously comes down to the South, and he's become a Commodore fan as well. But your coach up there said he's third all-time now, past Dean Smith the other night on the wins record, too. Jim Boeheim only trailing Bobby Knight and Mike Krzyzewski.
Krzyzewski.
We ought to have a trivia question. Who can spell Krzyzewski? Might be here all day. I don't know if you could spell it if you were reading it off of a piece of paper. But, yeah, congratulations, Jim Boeheim. We do need to get into a trivia question.
Let's do it.
What are we going to do?
Let's do NASCAR.
NASCAR.
Since it is fast approaching. Tonight, today.
Yeah, it starts
Bud Shootout.
NASCAR, wow. That's true. NASCAR is the Bud Shootouts tonight in Daytona.
Yep. Daytona 500 next weekend?
I believe qualifying is tomorrow.
Hmm? All right, I tell you what we'll do. We'll give away a $20 gift certificate to Sam Sports Grill here in Murfreesboro out in the Stones River Mall for the first caller to call in and correctly tell me who won the Daytona 500 last year.
Sounds good.
We just call in and we'll give Rafferty that, and hopefully we'll have a winner quickly. I think we've already got one. We didn't tell Rafferty who it was. I hope he knows.
That's it. Yeah. Huh? He does.
Hey, just get their name right. Or you can put them on the air if you want to. That was quick. All right, Kyle, go ahead. Who won the Daytona 500 last year?
Trevor Bayne.
Trevor Bayne is correct.
Who are we talking
about? I wanted to say Taylor Dane. Trevor Bayne is correct. Who is this?
This is Ross Alexander.
Hey, Ross. Good to hear from you. I actually saw you recently.
Yes, you did.
Hey, it's been a long time, too. Ross has been to Memphis and moved back to Murfreesboro and lives down the street from me now, and I didn't realize it. So, Ross and I went to high school together. Go Patriots.
That's right.
Well, Ross, I tell you what, I'll leave these up here at the radio station for you with your name on them. You can just run by and get them anytime. You got $20 to go down there and enjoy some food and fun and drink.
Well, all right. I appreciate it.
All right, man. Thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
Thanks for listening, Ross.
Way to go, Ross.
Ross may not appreciate you telling him everybody you went to high school with him, considering we all know how old you are.
Ross is not as old as I am.
Okay, so he was an underclassman when you were...
We will just say he's an underclassman when I was a senior.
There we go. That helps a little bit. Sorry, Ross.
We won't say how old I am at all either.
We don't need to get into the age.
You really don't need to get into the age thing.
No, we need
I'm not
to stay
sitting
away
here
that.
with a beard that's mostly gray either, Kevin.
Well.
Randy.
Randy.
Randy's got a little gray in that beard, too, as well.
I got a little gray. I'm not ashamed. I'm just not as old as you are.
Well, not many people are.
Hey, speaking of streaks, I was looking online and saw the MTSU women. You were talking about them a little bit earlier. A couple of things. They've hit a 60-1 home conference game streak in seven seasons under Rick Ensel. They're tied with Stanford.
Yeah.
For the most
home. The only game that they have lost at home in conference since Rick Ensel's been here was to Arkansas Little Rock, and that was in 2008. And Little Rock came here last week, and they avenged that loss.
Without a doubt.
You know, making their first trip here. It seems like the women have to go to Little Rock every year.
This year, they're on a 15 win streak right now. It's the fourth longest win streak in program history. Or at least it's tied with the fourth longest. So,
yeah, they've got it going. The women, as we said, we'll get back into that real quick. Doubleheader today, Florida Atlantic in town to play both the women and men today. It is senior day. LaRon Dindy and Jimmy Oden graduating for the Blue Raiders. Molly McFadden graduating for the Lady Raiders. And they will also be honoring Tina Stewart in a ceremony today. MTSU, both men and women, have three games remaining, counting today. They both go to Monroe this week on Thursday. And then Saturday for the men, Sunday for the ladies next week. They end up at Western Kentucky. And I tell you what, those could be barn burners up there. And from what I hear, the men better watch out today because Mike Jarvis, who is the coach of Florida Atlantic, has guaranteed victory.
Well, you know, I mean, the men have clinched the East. The women have a share of the East.
Yeah, so, and the men need one game, either a loss or their win or another loss by another team, so to clinch the overall by Little Rock.
Right.
And so they could get the overall seed. And if they do that, that's an automatic NIT bid.
Right.
Now, I don't think anybody's really gung-ho about the NIT, but it's a whole lot more than we've had recently. It is guaranteed and would be a first-round game, NIT game here, provided they don't go to the NCAA.
Right.
Which we all obviously want that to happen because it can turn into a moneymaker as well as prestige thing. So,
sure.
So, and I think the women will go on and make the NCAA tournament. They kind of have a proven track record over the last few years, and that helps. And I think that's one reason Murray was ranked, you know, as high as they've been ranked this year. It's not necessarily because who they've beaten, because their schedule's terrible, but look what they've done in the tournament the past few years. Obviously, beating Vanderbilt was a huge thing for them, and, you know, they've moved on and done some good things. So, congratulations to them, but I think it does – it matters your track record, and MTSU's men hopefully this year are on well on their way to building a good track record so they can possibly, you know, have that name recognition out there each year. So.
Yep.
Hey, Phil, let me ask you a question on that MTSU men's team. If they win the tournament and they make the big dance, where do you see them seated?
I would say if they win out and win the tournament, I would say they could get as high as about a 9 seed. I would hopefully, if you get an 8 or a 9, we were talking about this the other day. I was on Monty Hale's show, and we talked about if you're an 8 or a 9 seed, you got a tough game right off the bat. And if you win, you go to play the number 1 seed.
Right.
Who wants to be an 8 or 9?
Yep.
Give me an 11 seed, and I'll play 6 and 3.
Well,
I think it would, you know, if you can, there's not a whole lot of difference usually between a 6 and an 11 or a 7 and 10. And even 5 and 12s, as we've seen over the years, a lot of 12s beat 5s for some reason. But I wouldn't want to be in that 8 or 9 category. But I think MTSU could get that high if they run the table. But their strength of schedule's kind of against them, even though they had some what they thought were big wins. UCLA obviously has fallen off the map. The Ole Miss wins turning into not such a big thing anymore. But they were good wins. Now they did beat Loyola, who's beaten several top 50 teams this year and ranked teams. But I'd say I'd put them about an 11.
Well, 11 and 12 seems like every year there's that 11 and 12 that comes out.
Well, and obviously, too, this now you've got the play-in game where they're 12-2-12 seeds. Now, I would hope MTSU would not have to play in because that's just – I would think the last two 12 seeds to get in would have to play in, and I would think that they would be ranked higher than that. So I would hope for an 11 seed instead of having to have a play-in game and then get in, you know, have to play someone of your quality and then go in and have to play a 5 seed right after that. So right,
exactly.
Other MTSU news, real quickly, baseball season has started.
Crack.
The crack of the bat was heard in Murfreesboro yesterday. Kansas in town and gave the Blue Raiders their first defeat. 7-3, pretty good game. it's Kansas. I mean, big name. You know, Kansas isn't that great all every time in baseball, but hey, Blue Raiders get their feet wet. They are probably about ready to throw the first pitch and may have already done it. At 1 o'clock today, they're playing St. Louis. So, and tomorrow, if weather permits, we'll be playing Evansville. So good luck to the baseball team out there. They are 0-1 right now after losing to Kansas 7-3. But hey, there's a lot of upside on this year as compared to last year. And if you've talked to Coach Pete, you can really tell that he's kind of pumped up about this team after suffering the first non-postseason of his career last year. So we need to – this hour's kind of going by quick. I guess we need to take a break. Rafferty's over there shaking his head. We got to get some station identification in here. We'll be right back.
G. Gordon Liddy is on the Good Neighbor Network.
It's I, the G-Man.
G. Gordon Liddy, weekday mornings at 9 on WGNS, Murfreesboro. It's The Die is Cast with Bill Dye.
Welcome back into The Die is Cast. Had to get to that station identification. Some kind of federal law about
that's
this legal. Or something.
You don't want to mess with the law.
Yeah, you don't. That's kind of like messing with the IRS if you mess with
Daily
the
Daily News Journal headlines: The Die is Cast host Phil Dye in jail for not taking station identification.
FCC. That's probably a federal offense since it starts with federal.
Wow. Well, we got it out of the way. Speaking of baseball, pitchers and catchers report this
24
week.
Days is till
it? Yeah till
yeah till spring training. Yeah. So. Some of those Phillies fans may be out there hoping that a little better year this year.
What was that?
Still expected to win the East and
Aerosmith
probably favored to win the National League since they got Papelbon over there and got a plethora of pitching.
Did the Phillies not have a good year last year?
Had a pretty decent year. They just kind of stumbled against the St. Louis Cardinals in the playoffs. But, hey, it's what happens.
It's what happens.
My Mets are probably going to stink it up again, though. They're awful.
They lost a shortstop.
Yeah, they lost their best player. That's what they did. They were bad anyway. So, I don't. Rafferty?
I just got an update on the MTSU baseball game.
Really?
1-0, bottom of the fourth, MTSU leading St. Louis right now.
Bottom of the fourth. That must have been a 1 p.m. Eastern start.
Yeah,
then.
I think so.
Must have started at 12. That game's probably on one of these sister stations as
I'd
well.
I'd say so. Probably the same station that's covered.
WMOT, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't tune us out yet, but after we get off, you know, if you want to listen to some baseball, we'll keep you updated. 4-0.
1-0.
1-0 in the fourth.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
1-0 in the fourth.
Getting dyslexic here. Sorry about that.
Speaking of the Mets, Gary Carter.
Yes, I was about to bring that up.
Big loss this.
Gary Carter on my favorite team of all time. My favorite, not a lot of people's favorite, but the 86 Mets. That series known for the Bill Buckner incident where it went through his legs. And let me just be the first to say, Bill Buckner did not lose that World Series.
No.
And he got a bad, bad rap. Boston had plenty of opportunity to wrap that thing up. Didn't do it. But Gary Carter did start that rally and scored that inning. When they came back, when Mookie Wilson hit the ball, Ray Knight comes in to score, la-di-da. I remember all these. I was happy. But let's not forget, that was game six.
That's right.
Boston still had another one to go, game seven, and gagged it away, and the Mets won. And let's also not forget, Boston wants to blame Buckner for that. If it had not been for Donnie Moore giving up the gopher ball to Dave Henderson, the Angels would have been playing the World Series.
Good point.
That's true.
And so they were kind of lucky to be there in the first place. So getting that out of the way. But Gary Carter, yes, Gary Carter has passed away at age 57. Tell you, not remembered as one of the greatest catchers in the world, but he is a Hall of Famer. And he did everything. He had a good arm. He hit for power. He hit for average. Decent speed when he was younger. He got a little slower, you know, his age caught up with him, and a lot of games caught up with him. as well. But, I mean, where do you rank him, especially during our lifetime? I had this conversation the other night where we got to talking about that. The only two I can really say that I put ahead of him are Johnny Bench and Carlton Fisk.
Yeah, I mean, how many?
And maybe Pudge Rodriguez now.
Yeah, how many catchers are in the Hall of Fame to begin with?
Not very many.
That says a whole lot right there.
Well, you got to think of his clubhouse presence too. Yeah. I mean, that was amazing because he did play with some
fire and vigor, basically.
Well, and then on that, especially on that Mets team, you had Gooden and Strawberry, and he was probably there to help them out a little bit.
Keith Hernandez.
Here are the catchers that are in the Hall.
There was probably no illegality on that team.
Here are the catchers that are in the Hall of Fame. Johnny Bench, Yogi Berra, Gary Carter, Bill Dickey, Buck Ewing, Carlton Fisk. Those are just some of the
Roy Campanella's in there, I know.
Yeah, you know, he's in there.
Yeah,
so,
he's a big name in there.
You know, he's keeping good company, without a doubt.
Yeah, there's no doubt, but he will be sadly missed by the sports world. He was just an all-around good guy. I mean, I don't know, I've never really heard anybody get on him. A lot of people didn't like him, but that was mainly probably because he beat them or beat their team.
Lifetime batting average was .262. On-base percentage was .335. 324 home runs, 1,200 RBIs.
Yeah.
Solid.
And they say he never turned down an interview.
No, he did not.
He was there whenever anybody
signed autographs. And he was just, like I say, all-around good guy. So, therefore, we'll miss him. Gary Carter, dead at age 57. Played for several teams, too. I did not remember him playing for the Giants. I knew he played for the Expos and Mets and ended up with the Dodgers, but I don't remember the Giants. And I saw that on TV the other night. Still don't remember it. I can't picture it. You know, so. But anyway, Gary Carter will be missed. Great catcher. In other baseball news, Tim Wakefield retired yesterday.
Oh, really?
The knuckleballer has called it quits after many years of tossing it up there about 42 miles an hour. I don't see how anybody can throw that pitch.
I don't know. It's odd.
But those guys that do throw that pitch usually pitch till they're 55. You know, Hoyt Wilhelm.
A lot of them get on up. Well, another R.A. Dickey, who's signed a new agreement with the Mets. You know, he used to sling heat in college. He played at UT, a local kid from Montgomery Bell, went to UT. And basically threw his arm out at UT, went to the majors, and just didn't have a whole lot left and was cut, didn't know if he'd play anymore, and learned how to throw a knuckleball and come back now. He's been in majors a couple years again and will still be there for several years to come and is making quite a bit of change, as we say. Moving on, ESPN.
Oh, no.
I don't know if I should – or ESP Lin, Jeremy Lin, they have had a major faux pas last night. And and I'm sure a lot of people have kept up. If you're a sports fan at all, if you ever turn ESPN on, all you see is Jeremy Lin now. For the New York Knicks, the phenom from Harvard University who has come in and just taken the league by storm. He had won seven games in a row, or six in a row, whatever it was, since he began starting without Carmelo Anthony in the lineup. Last night, they lose to the Bobcats, and ESPN comes out with a headline. And please don't take this the wrong way by me anyway. Very politically incorrect. Jeremy Lin is from Asian descent, and ESPN ran a line that said, "Chink in the armor." And they have really gotten blasted for this, as they should. I mean, you want to talk about racial issues, you can't bring that up. No. And for a company like ESPN to say something like that, that just blows my mind.
There'll be some deep scrub on, ESPN's broad now that they've got affiliates everywhere and they've got bloggers, so I'm sure they're going to tighten up the reins on some of their reporting criteria as they move forward. After that,
there's just no excuse for something like that.
That's
no
incredible. Excuse.
I mean, you hear oftentimes, racial slurs, and usually it's toward the black or African American community. and very seldom do you consider racial, you know, sometimes Latino as well, but very seldom of Asian descent do you really get into that. And that's where this is headed. And, you know, you don't want to tick those people off at all.
No.
And so, anyway, perhaps they will learn from their mistakes on that, I would hope. We probably need to go and take our last break, Rafferty. You ready for that? 893-1450, the number on the Duggar's Food and Fun Hotline. We're going to take our final break, and we'll be right back. Have another giveaway to Sam's Sports Grill, so stay tuned for that.
There is nothing like a ballpark hot dog with onions and pickles and an ice-cold Coke shared with friends. There's also nothing like a church where you feel welcome. The music is uplifting, the messages apply to everyday life, and most importantly, there's a safe place for your children. Give us a try. We are the Fellowship Church, located at the corner of Case and Lane and Highway 99. Check us out on the web at tnfellowship.com.
Tired of paying too much for TV, telephone, and internet in your business? Take it to the source. This is Andy with Intersource, and we are experts in TV, telephone, and internet for business. We represent almost every option there is, so we can bundle a package together that is perfect for your business. For the best in business TV, telephone, and internet, you gotta go to the source, Intersource.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment, 815-1800.
Located conveniently at 745 Old Fort Parkway, Quality Furniture has been your local family-owned furniture store serving the people of Murfreesboro for the past 42 years. Now in its third generation of ownership, the prices and styles have never been better. With a selection of name brands like Lazy Boy, Broyhill, Lane, Sealy, and Tempur-Pedic, you're sure to find something your family desires. So come by and see us today at Quality Furniture. Isn't it time you put some quality in your home?
Need help with the kids today? Call Recess Playroom. We are a licensed drop-in child care center, and our experienced staff is CPR and first aid trained. No need for a sitter. We offer convenient hourly child care and are always adequately staffed to meet your needs. We encourage you to contact us at 848-7520. That's 848-7520. Mention WGNS and get your first hour free. Recess Playroom, located in Jackson Heights Plaza on Broad Street. Safe, convenient hourly child care when you need it.
It's The Die is Cast with Bill Dye.
Welcome back in. Final segment, Die is Cast. Nice Saturday afternoon out here. We can get out here and kind of enjoy it.
You'd like it before tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's going to get bad, I hear. You can go on over to the MTSU baseball game if you want to. They're playing about midway through right now. After that, you could swing over to Murphy Center, watch the ladies play FAU, watch the men play FAU, make it a full day. Or if you prefer high school sports, you could go out to Oakland High School and see four great games out there today. A lot to do in the town of Murfreesboro. One thing you could do is, if you don't want to do either of those, you could go to Sam's Sports Grill and watch some stuff on television.
You could do that.
We probably need to go on. We'll go and have another giveaway. We'll give away a $20 gift card to Sam's again. You came up with a pretty good trivia question there last time. We got another one. Kevin? We've got a phone call and hadn't asked the question yet.
Caller, you got
That's the winner there. Yeah.
I don't know. What would you like to? I tell you what, we were talking about Jeremy Lin.
Go with that one.
Jeremy Lin for the New York, or what?
Or the how to spell Krzyzewski.
No, we're not going with it because I couldn't tell them if they were correct or not on that. Jeremy Lin, first caller to call in and tell me, or tell Rafferty, I should say, what is Jeremy Lin's jersey number for the New York Knicks? And first caller gets a $20 gift certificate from Sam's Sports Grill. So call in if you know that. If you don't, Google it and then call in. It's what everybody else seems to do.
Yeah, let's don't sugarcoat it.
Hey, we all know it happens.
Yeah.
We've done it.
Or got lucky.
Hopefully we have never done it in in perhaps a trivia environment when you're not supposed to use the cell phones and all that. But I have seen people do that.
Well, I hate to bring this up, but I think it's noteworthy, and we've been talking about it. So let's talk a little bit more about MTSU football.
A little more. We haven't even brought it up.
Well,
today,
you know, we've had a whole season of it that we talked about, but there's still some things that are going on across the way over in Blue Raider land with football.
Well, go ahead. I see you have something on your mind. We're going to talk recruiting here.
Well, recruiting. I mean, we've got recruiting, I guess, is in the process of full force, but had a little coaching change that's gone on over there.
Yeah. Offensive line coaches now resign.
Kind of interesting. You know, we
difference in philosophy, we were told.
Difference in philosophy. I think, you know, I guess I didn't pay attention to this during the football season. Maybe I should have, but we talked a lot this past football season about how inconsistent the football team looked on offense and defense. And this is the 10th coaching change in 6 off seasons that we've had at Middle Tennessee. So that kind of breeds inconsistency whenever you do that. I think 2 of those changes were assistant coaches. So
yeah, tough to win when you change coaches around all the time, you know, especially coordinators.
Right, right. So it's, you know, talking about recruiting, pretty good quarterback it looks like that Middle Tennessee got in Austin Grammer. Was actually recruited pretty heavily by Houston before he committed to Middle Tennessee, and actually changed his mind as a result of coaching changes that went on in Houston. But he's the 35th ranked quarterback in the state of Alabama, or coming out of Alabama. So another 3-star recruit that they got, Demetrius Frazier, out of Georgia. He was recruited by UAB and decided to come to Middle. So should be a nice addition to that defense.
Well, you've also got Jeremiah Bryson coming in this year too, the running back from Smyrna. Went to Pittsburgh, decided that it was just not a good fit for him, came back here and has set out a year and ready to rock and roll. And for those of us who saw him in high school, then we know what he can do.
Yep.
The guy can flat out get it done when he's healthy. And I think he will be a great addition to the team.
Yep.
So, Kevin, you chiming in there?
Oh, I'm chiming in. I agree with you 100%.
Let me tell you something about you're over there wearing your Vanderbilt hat and your Georgia shirt. I think you wore the Georgia shirt just for me today, and I do appreciate that.
That's correct.
But your Vanderbilt coach has ticked some people off lately, especially in the Maryland area.
I think so.
Well, you don't think that there's anything possibly sleight of hand in that?
I don't know. There's some kid too, though, that I read, and I didn't catch the whole story, but he can't go to Vanderbilt if he leaves Maryland. And I don't know what those, but obviously it's got something to do with James Franklin coming from Maryland to Vanderbilt. We have a winner yet, Rafferty? We did?
Do have a winner.
Who?
Jeff Neal was the winner.
Jeff Neal has won. Jeff, just come by the radio station here. We are located on Church Street, right beside the police station, just down from the square for the people who do not know that. Just come by, Jeff, and you will have your $20 gift certificate from Sam's Sports Grill waiting on you at the front desk. So just come by and claim that anytime and head on out to Sam's and have a great time. And we appreciate you guys playing the trivia with us today. Congratulations to Ross and Jeff. Where were we? James Franklin.
James Franklin.
He's ticked a bunch of people off.
Well, this kid apparently, not apparently. He was the freshman of the year in the ACC when he played for Maryland and decided to leave. And of course, we can all understand that there's certain restrictions when you're going to let somebody transfer, when you're going to let them out of their scholarship. You know, you're not going to let them go to a team that you're going to be playing. I'm not sure everybody exactly can understand where Vanderbilt fits into that whole thing, except for James Franklin.
Yeah,
so
that's true. That is very true.
But that would be a huge get for the Commodores.
I just came across something. This is totally changing the subject, but we can do that here.
That's right.
We were talking about the racial issues a while ago with Jeremy Lin. There seems to be another one that has been brought up now in NASCAR.
In NASCAR?
NASCAR and golf have crossed paths now. Bubba Watson, good golfer, making it, starting to make it really big on the tour, bought the General Lee from the Dukes of Hazzard show.
I heard about that. I did.
And was supposedly going to drive the pace laps or whatever in Phoenix in his new invested car.
Not
quite. And they said, no, you're not. It has a Confederate flag on the top of it, and we're not going to be involved in any of that. So, therefore, everybody, you got to be so politically correct to do anything now. It's just, it's getting ridiculous because, obviously, I mean, if you look at the Dukes of Hazzard, wasn't a racial show. It was just a Southern show, I think. I mean, it was a parody on stuff, you know. Boss Hogg's name was Jefferson Davis.
Yeah.
But JD, you know. But, I mean, was that a, you know, I never considered that as a, you know, a racial thing or anti-anything other than just kind of a goofy show, which made it big for about 7 or 8 years and made people, a lot of teenagers, wreck cars.
Well,
go out and jump stuff.
I can tell you that in upstate New York, we watched that show every week, never missed it.
On the heels
really?
Of that.
Really?
Yeah, nice to know. They play country music in New York, do they not?
Oh yeah.
I got an argument the other day with a guy who told me that they didn't play country music. Well, and it was all started about after Madonna does the halftime show at the Super Bowl. You know, and obviously we've had The Who and The Stones and, you know, this and that, Black Eyed Peas and all this. I brought up the fact that I thought Garth Brooks would make an incredible halftime show. Nobody would watch it. I was like, what do you mean nobody would watch it? Well, I said, he's one of the biggest selling artists of all time.
Well, it's kind of a captive audience already, so I think they're going to watch whoever's there.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do? Turn it off and watch Bewitched or something?
didn't Garth Brooks sell, like, more records than
ever? Yeah, I mean, like,
wait a minute. Now, didn't Garth Brooks have one of the largest concerts
of
all
ever.
Time?
10 times?
Central Park?
Yeah.
It sold out arenas 10 times over.
Dallas and all that. But that's just, and I called the guy an idiot, and I'll call you an idiot again. You know who you are.
Look, I've been,
because people would listen to this. You got a captive audience. If people are going to sit and watch Madonna, which I never cared for Madonna. I watched that halftime show.
Yeah.
I mean, what else are you going to do? You're sitting there eating wings and, you know, kind of like you said, it's a captive audience. If somebody gets up and says, I don't like Garth Brooks, we're changing the channel, he'd get killed, you know, because everybody wants to sit there and watch the Super Bowl. You might miss something else. So.
Kevin's from the North. I've traveled to the North a lot, and there's actually more country music radio stations in northern states than there are in Nashville. So,
well, Nashville, for those who don't know, is the rock and roll recording king.
Is it?
There are more rock and roll artists come here to record now than anywhere in the country. So they all come to Nashville. And it has nothing to do with Nashville being country music. It's because they got the best studios.
Yeah, Music Row is Music Row.
Music Row. It's not country music. You're exactly right on that. So I'm not really sure. Well, I guess I got us off on that tangent.
But don't be surprised if Tony Stewart's car doesn't come out with a Confederate flag on it.
Why would you say that?
Well, he's just that bad boy.
they just kind of do it just to spite.
Defy
the odds.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, anyway, the General Lee, nice show gone bad, you know, now is because of this.
Is Bubba Watson getting bored with golf?
Yeah, speaking of, I mean, what a name for a guy to buy the General Bubba. Hey, Bubba, watch this. Yeah.
I think Bubba's real name is Harry.
We talked about that earlier. I agree. I know exactly what you're talking about there, but we're not going to go there at all. One thing we'll get into quickly. List came out this week. The most disliked athletes in the world. Who do you think tops that list?
T.O.?
T.O. is number 8. Any guesses, Kevin?
I heard the list, but I can't remember.
Probably Michael Vick.
Michael Vick is still number 1.
Vick,
yes. And for all the PETA fans out there and dog lovers, obviously, and I'm not saying what he did was right. Don't get me wrong. I'm just forgive and forget, though. I mean, you can forgive a guy for murder and let him come back and do things and, you know, cheer for him and whatnot. You know, But Michael Vick is still number one.
Ray Lewis on the list.
Ray Lewis is not, and he was a murderer.
I believe Dominican Sue is on that list.
Dominican Sue is number four. Plaxico Burress is on the list. LeBron James, just because of the Cleveland decision incident. Kobe Bryant, I would say that has something to do with the infidelities with the wife. A-Rod, just because people don't like him. Everybody loves Derek Jeter, though. One NASCAR driver on there.
Kevin Harvick?
Kurt Busch.
Oh, Kurt Busch. I'll go along with that. Well, I know you're a fan, but I'll go along with that.
Well, you know, I defy the odds. Number two, we skipped Tiger Woods.
Oh, really?
So, people have not forgiven Tiger yet. And maybe it's time. The guy came back. He played a good round of golf, or good three rounds last week, and blew up in the last round. Let old Lefty just take it away. But
yeah. I don't think it would have mattered that Lefty was played like a machine on Sunday.
Yeah, he was crazy.
Yeah, and he did, and he's playing well again. I think he's leading the tournament this week so far, too. Yeah. And I don't have the updated scores on that. We got an update on the baseball game, Rafferty.
1-1 now. St. Louis has got 4 hits. Middle Tennessee's got 2 hits, and no errors for either team right now, but it's in the top of the 6th now.
Top of the 6th inning. St. Louis 1, MTSU 1. That'll be our last update for the day because it looks like we are about out of time. Kevin, I'm glad you could come in and join us today.
Thanks for having me. I enjoyed it.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, kind of a little tougher to talk into the microphone than it appears sometime, but
it's always nice, you know, you got Kevin up here. It's nice to have a little bit more room.
Yeah, without Brett here, we got a lot more room.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're unable to come up with Brett, just let me know.
He's a space hog.
Brett's more than just, he's a lot of hog. Hope he's listening, too. He's probably not.
You know, you'd think if the man was going to take a day off, he could at least call in.
Yeah, he hasn't called in. He called in and said, I'm not going to be there.
This year, what is he? He's done 3 shows this whole year. Maybe
two
shows this year.
Middle of February, he's been here twice.
You better watch out when I come up for renegotiation.
I'm gonna cut his pay in half.
I'm bringing his agent to the table with me. I need to call Jimmy Sexton.
Maybe you can do that. Hey, we appreciate you guys joining us today. Hope you've enjoyed the show. Don't forget to call us anytime on the Duggars Food and Fun Hotline when we're in here. 893-1450 is the number. Write it down and have it ready next week. We will be back at 12:30 to 1:30 again. We'll be giving away some more Sam's gift cards next week as well, and we hope you can join us. Today's show has been brought to you by Intersource, Quality Furniture, Fellowship Church, Recess Playroom, and our newest addition, Sam's Sports Grill in the Stones River Mall. We appreciate all our sponsors. Anytime you go visit these people, tell them you heard it right here on WGNS on the Dice Cast. And also, left out Duggar's Food and Fun there, the sponsor of the hotline. So, we appreciate you joining us today. Hope everybody has a great weekend and a great week. We'll see you next Saturday.